Utah writer Gina Wickwar.
I was a bit rattled last month when it was reported on the news that a 6-year-old boy was kicked out of school for kissing a little girl's hand. Yep, her hand. All the usual reasons were given by the school. Zero tolerance for sexual harassment, zero tolerance for aggressive behavior, zero tolerance for not respecting personal space, etc. I could sympathize with such policies if they address some really disturbing socially taboo issues, but coming down with the full weight of a school board's law on a 6-year-old who kissed a classmate's hand? It's not hard to figure out where the tyke came up with the idea. Since hand kissing is not a typical American custom, most likely he saw it in a movie or on TV, or he might even have seen a man he knew kiss the hand, European style, of his mother or friend's mom. How was he to know that if he did it, it would be viewed as a sex crime rather than a gallant and gracious gesture? And how were his parents to even anticipate he would copy the gesture and that it would cause a scandal of national proportions? If you hear your child use a bad word, you pull her aside and chide her, warning her that it is not polite nor socially acceptable to use such words. But there are things children do that parents can't possibly foresee, such as hand kissing. Yet even if the 6-year-old's parents had, I doubt they would have warned their little boy that it was bad form and would lead to his suspension from first grade. And to think of all the sexually aggressive activity that went on when I was in grade school. Why, every February 14th, we would have paper bags filled with Valentines dumped on our desks. The cards from boyfriends and girlfriends alike declared undying love, portrayed fluttering hearts, boys and girls holding hands, boys and girls kissing, and literally begged you to be someone's Valentine. Now, if that wasn't sexual aggression, I don't know what is. But were we kids offended? No, indeedy. The only possible offense taken was if your best friend had received more cards than you. In middle school, there was a game involving an origami-like piece of folded paper that had cryptic clues written within its folds. These clues were passed around at recess and on the playground, and from them, one was to guess who liked whom and who wanted to be someone's boyfriend or girlfriend. Were we penalized for playing the game? Not at all. It was a natural preteen kind of flirting, and no one saw anything remiss in it. Even in high school, it was okay to hold hands, go steady, wear someone's letter jacket, and even snuggle at the sock hop. Do these acts of affection still happen today, or are they also banned? I'm just trying to figure out when it became bad, even actionable, for young children to show affection and do what children do naturally, mimic grown-ups. Of course, as adults, we are definitely required to step in to make sure kids don't take up the nastier grown-up habits, such as smoking, swearing, and sexually lewd conduct. But stepping in certainly should not mean suspending a 6-year-old from school for hand-kissing. I think we can all agree that the punishment in that case was way out of proportion to the so-called crime. Maybe a cautionary lecture from his teacher, or, here's a thought, a note to his folks would have sufficed. You think? This is Gina Wickwar.